Proclamation number 5000 dated the November 14th, 1950. It concerns eternal life. It concerns eternal life, the soul's life in the spiritual kingdom after the human being's death on earth. It concerns eternity. Do you humans understand the implications of this? Consider the immense responsibility you have in earthly life, where you create your own fate in eternity, where all means are at your disposal in order to become blessed and which you ignore at enormous expense to your soul. Consider that you will be held accountable for your thoughts, will and actions on earth, and that you will not be able to undo anything, neither will you be able to catch up on what you neglected to do, but that you will find utterly appropriate justice in accordance with your earthly life. Every thought, every action will automatically either divert the human being from the goal or lead him to it. And therefore he should always endeavor to gain God's pleasure in order to be able to stand before his judgment seat one day. It concerns your soul's salvation, and during your earthly life you only take notice of your body and its requirements but ignore your soul. God's love, however, does not want to let go of you. It does not want you to become eternally lost but wants you to have eternal life. God's love will pursue you for as long as you live on earth. God will bear your faults and weaknesses with infinite patience, and his mercy will know no bounds. As long as you live on earth, his love is yours and longs for union with you. And this union with the ultimate love will result in a state of happiness which he wants to bestow on you because you all are his children. It is a very difficult start to guide you into happiness as long as you do not have the will for it yourselves. And yet, this will cannot be forced. You have to change yourselves in utmost freedom into your fundamental nature again, which you once possessed when you came forth from God, your Creator and Father since eternity. Then you will be God-like beings again who will be able to enter into unity with Him without ceasing to exist in His light. And this change of nature is your earthly task, your goal and your destiny. It is not difficult if you only want God, but it will be a hard fight if you adhere to the world. This is why the world is your enemy, your danger and your downfall. Consequently, you should avoid it, you should not fall under its spell, you should rise above it and only strive for the divine kingdom, which will truly offer you far more delectable possessions. You should ask for God, who can and wants to give you everything that will make you blissfully happy. Amen.